This week's Cotton Newsline is Five Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Certainly, we wanted to take the opportunity to try to correct some of their blatant errors in their editorial, and that was some of the things that we did in response to the editorial, and we've posted that response on our website.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They actually implied that it was an advantage now to be relying on the export markets than it was to going to a domestic textile industry, which we found to be just a ludicrous assertion, that you could somehow say that it was better to have decimated a U.S. manufacturing sector and now have to rely on China as your largest customer or rely on the policy whims of India. So we certainly wanted to clarify that the U.S. industry is in a much more volatile situation now, having to rely on the export markets.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They said the U.S. controls 80% of the world cotton market, which is, again, completely way off base, and we only account for 16% of world production and 3% of world mill use, so certainly nowhere near the 80% they reference. And in fact, after we sent in our response to them, they did issue a correction on the 80%.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They did mention the fact that cotton prices have increased and again brought into question the need for farm programs. I think what they continue to fail to realize is the importance of the safety net and the fact that it's important that the safety net is there in those times when prices will move lower. It's important that the safety net is there to protect infrastructure. They continue to attack direct payments. They fail to realize that those are the portion of the farm program that's most consistent with the WTO, and that those direct payments provide some certainty there and are a key component of the safety net. So, you know, again, they continue to portray a view of farm programs that I think is way off base and very misleading.
Cut 5, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think they misrepresented how that was the efforts of Senator Lincoln, as well as how that assistance will be targeted, again, trying to portray it as all going to cotton. I think what they failed to mention, too, that, of course, Senator Lincoln sought a much more comprehensive disaster assistance package, one that would target all of the areas that were affected by adverse weather conditions and all the commodities. So where the Obama administration finally wound up in disaster assistance is not what Senator Lincoln was advocating. So we want to make sure that that point is clarified as well.